I'm joined by Karim, who is in Tahrir Square, still, where he's been all day and for a while. What's the situation there now?
It's very quiet today compared to yesterday. The battles that were taking place yesterday stopped at around 5 a.m. We managed to, like, the pro-democracy demonstrators managed to keep Tahrir Square, and we repelled all the pro-Barak demonstrators / thugs. So there's only a few of them now on the bridge towards the exit. It's a bit bright, you know, but in the morning, in the afternoon, there was still a bit of an exchange of people throwing rocks at each other from the bridge towards the exit. Otherwise, it's very quiet. More people have come in, although it's really difficult to get in because there are still some promo thugs who are just terrorizing people everywhere around downtown and in Jamalik and Mohandeen. They're trying to stop people from getting to Tahrir Square. So a lot of people have been harassed, but especially people carrying like food, medical supplies. Some of them have been stopped and beaten up and had their medicine and food taken away from them. We're hearing about, we're in Tahrir Square and it's a bit of a bubble here. We have our own medical supplies and doctors and all that, but we keep getting updates. People are calling us on the phone and telling us what's happening out. We also get outside and come back, and the government has really resorted to extreme measures. They're using state TV to spread rumors about foreign influence, and you know, they said that foreign journalists have been through a lot of attack today. Some of the news agency buildings have been attacked. NGOs have been attacked. State TV is saying that human rights NGOs are all they're all foreign agents, and they're involved in stirring up this whole demonstration and the violence. And I'm not exactly sure what they said because I haven't seen it on TV. I'm just hearing it on the phone. They said something about the foreign journalists' involvement. So a lot of them have been attacked on the street, and there's a lot of xenophobic violence around now by the pro-Mubarak thugs.
And what's the are people energized about tomorrow? Are they excited? What do you think is going to happen?
We're all very excited, but we're all very tired as well here for the week, and yesterday was very difficult because yesterday there was battles going on for 24 hours, so the atmosphere was very good in the morning. It was very jovial. People felt victorious, kind of, I would say, and people are using the internet and phones trying to mobilize for tomorrow. They're calling it Gumat al-Rahil, the Friday of departure, and we're hoping we'll be able to sustain this pressure until tomorrow. If we can get in critical mass tomorrow that we had on Tuesday in particular, then we're confident that we'll be able to force a real change.
So you've been in the square for a week, have you?
Yeah, I've been in the square for about 5 or 6 days now. Yeah.
And how? So have you managed to get? You said people stopping food getting in, but is there still some getting through?
Yeah. No, I mean I've managed to get out a few times and bring food and come back. They're not the pro Mubarak thugs are not a large number, but there's a bunch of thugs. I haven't even across any of them, but some people, I saw two girls who were crying outside one of the exits of Tahrir. They said that three people sort of carrying medical supplies, they beat them up, they took the medicine, they trampled upon it with their feet. So there's just a few people that are, they encounter anyone who looks like a demonstrator. Sometimes they just intimidate them or harass them or beat them or take the medicine from them. But we have been able to have medicine and food inside. We've got a lot of supplies here.
Is there a sense that because you've managed to hold out in the square, is there a sense that you've sort of defeated these thugs, or are people not being complacent?
People are trying not to be complacent, but definitely in the morning there was a sense. I mean, a lot of us didn't expect that we'd be able to do that yesterday. And even families and our friends have been calling us and telling us to leave, that it's not worth it anymore. It's not worth it to keep Tahrir Square, not to leave. And today, in the morning, there was an atmosphere of victory. People didn't believe that we actually managed to help. There was a lot of, they were stirring up public opinion against us. The government is against all these pro-Mubarak thugs. They were really big in numbers and they had weapons with them. At around 4 or 5 a.m. yesterday, they even someone had using live ammunition. A bunch of people were injured with live bullets from the protesters here. So there was a lot of violence, and against all odds, we managed to hold out, because we still need big numbers for tomorrow.